Thank you for this tremendous honor. You guys, you keep rewarding me for things I don't think need rewarding. I am just living the values my parents gave me. I'm loving you the way you deserve. And yes, I am giving a major side eye to anyone that thinks differently. That said, I acknowledge the need for allies because of the visibility we lend. That was just reinforced for me tonight. Sarah McBride gave me a note from a 10-year-old transgender girl named Ella. She named herself that after my movie Ella Enchanted. And in this note, Ella thanked me for my courage as an ally. Ella, sweetie, I want to make something absolutely clear to you. It takes zero courage to love you. It does, however, take a lot of courage to get up and talk in front of a lot of people. So I put your note right next to my heart to give me extra strength. It's right here. So I've been thinking that an award is only as meaningful as the community that gives it. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about this community. What I love most about this community is the way you own the alphabet. L, G, B, C, T, Q, Q, I, A, A, P. No letter left behind. No. For real. What I love about this community is the freedom. The freedom that comes with being yourself, all of yourself. I love the energy, the activism, the generosity, the light, the shade. The fun. I love the dignity that accompanies self-acceptance and the way our collective humanity gets expanded when one wrongfully marginalized community says, we are human beings. There is enough room here for all of us, period. This declaration that one's worth is not affected by one's sexual orientation or gender is a trailblazing concept that lifts humanity into its fullest expression of itself. This is the declaration that precipitates deep, lasting change. This change, once embraced, will make us free. I hope. I really hope, you guys, but the path to freedom, to equality, is currently being blocked by a big, heavy, almost invisible lie. The lie is not about whether we are equal. The lie is about whether our opportunities are. It's important to acknowledge that whatever my actions have been, however hard I have worked, however the world may have marginalized me and my experiences, that my standing here, my ability to be visible to you, comes from the world unfairly rewarding my particular type of visibility. It is important to acknowledge that, with the exception of being a cisgender male, everything about how I was born has put me at the current center of a damaging and widely accepted myth. That myth is that gayness orbits around straightness, transgender orbits around cisgender, and that all races orbit around whiteness.